You know what? This is a very comfy toilet.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off. That's right. You have downloaded Season 2, Episode 12 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name is Brent. I am joined by our co-host this week is Ryan. Ryan, how are you?
Hello. I am doing well. I am currently not broadcasting from the Wichita Art Museum like normal. I am in my friend's bathroom.
Is there something we should know? Are you suffering from some ailment or something?
No, but if the handcuff could get me off of the railing in here, that would be really good.
Yeah, we'll work right now. Here, hold today's paper while we take a picture of you. We are here with Dietrich and Josh. Dietrich, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, I'm Dietrich. I'm a 26-year-old from Wichita, Kansas. I work at a liquor store selling to restaurants and bars wholesale. And I know Ryan and my opponent Josh from trivia here in town.
Excellent.
And I'm Josh. I'm 33, live in Wichita. I'm married, have a lovely wife, Lulu, and a 2-year-old daughter named Cora. And I'm currently working on a screenplay that I hope will be picked up by the Lifetime Network called The Serial Murderer Mascot That I Love. That's going to be starring Gritty.
Yes! I would watch it.
Here is how we play the game. Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there. Dietrich, I am going to give you the choice of heads or tails to decide who goes first.
All right, I'll go heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Okay. You got tails.
Josh, you have the option to hear the categories and defer in the first period. The second period will be determined by Josh's choice in the first period, and whoever is trailing will be able to choose first in the third period. Josh, your categories are Maturity is Overrated, Part 2, Snow is Only the Second Worst Part, or Cue It Up.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and defer. Ugh.
Dietrich, the choice is yours.
All right, I'm going to go with Maturity is Overrated.
Maturity is Overrated, Part 2. These are 5 more questions about... Just remember who wrote them. These are questions that are clean but sound dirty.
Number 1.
What is the name for the tiny person who sits at either the front or back of a crew rowboat who screams and tells everyone in the crew how to get in sync?
Dang, I feel like I should know this. I've known it at some point in time. I'm going to go with the squealer.
That's not right. It should be. Yeah. And I can steal, right?
Mm-hmm, for half credit, 5 points.
I'm not sure, but so I'll just go with I'll go with Dick.
Just you're the dick.
Just the dick.
That is incorrect. Surprisingly enough, the answer is coxswain.
Coxswain. Yeah, coxswain. Coxswain.
So no points awarded on that one. Number 2.
What sports broadcaster was the head coach of the Pistons from 1978 to 79? They were 30-52 that year.
I knew I was going to have to study up on 70s and 80s NBA. There's always questions on that. And I know NBA is the least favorite out of my big 5 sports.
How dare you?
Same here.
I'm going to have to go with Cockburn.
Cockburn is incorrect, Josh.
I believe that's Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale is correct for 5 points. We might have to set the explicit flag on this one.
Yeah.
What these are? That's, those are just last names. I don't understand why you're upset with the language. There's none.
I don't know. I just things that come into my head. Number three to Dietrich, who was USC's starting quarterback between Matt Leinart and Mark Sanchez's tenures with the team?
I think that was Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer's incorrect. Gosh.
I don't know if that's in yeah.
Well played.
That's not inappropriate enough, is it?
Man. Carl Penis.
The correct answer, no points awarded, is John David Booty.
Booty. Just Palmer wasn't inappropriate enough.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you say Palmer with that pronunciation, it gets the point across. Yes.
Oh, this is going to be fun to edit. Number four. What is the nickname of Corey Johnson, a former Kentucky Wildcat currently playing with the Toronto Argonauts?
I think this one I actually am going to want to challenge Josh on.
Josh, you have been challenged.
Okay, I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say Lucky.
Lucky is not the correct answer. Dietrich keeps his 10 points. The answer is he is known as Corey Poop Johnson.
Really? What?
Wow. Winnipeg Press calls him an explosive defensive lineman.
Oh, how have I not heard that?
Yeah. What a great nickname.
Is Poop Johnson and Booger McFarland.
Yeah, there's so many things you could do with Johnson there. You went with the other end.
Yeah. I like the Lucky answer, though. That's pretty cool. Number five.
What man won the 1984 World Series playing with the Detroit Tigers and again as the first base coach for the Kansas City Royals in 2015?
All right. Finally one I know. It's Rusty Kuntz.
Rusty Kuntz is correct for 10 points. That completes Dietrich's half of the first period. Josh, you have to pick from Snow is Only the Second Worst Part or Cue It Up.
We'll do Snow is Only the Second Worst Part.
Snow is Only the Second Worst Part. These are five questions about the awful teams in Minnesota.
Okay. I'm going to get slapped by Matt Doherty, Andrew C. Thomas, and the rest of the Minnesota gang up there.
Number one.
Despite converting every field goal and extra point in the 1998 season, who missed a field goal in the NFC Championship game, which led to the Atlanta Falcons' comeback and Super Bowl appearance?
I think I'll go ahead and challenge on this one.
Ooh, right off the bat. I believe it was Anderson.
Can you be more specific, please?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
Yes, I was.
Morton Anderson.
That is incorrect, Josh. Keep 10 points. It was Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
I would have guessed Morton Anderson if I wouldn't have challenged. So.
Those 50-50 questions, you know how we are. We always miss the 50-50s.
Yeah, Gary Anderson was also the first South African to appear in a regular season NFL game. That's something I didn't know.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Number two. You think the Timberwolves may stand a chance with young stars like Karl-Anthony Towns, Jeff Teague, and a solid sixth man in Derrick Rose, but they're forever cursed now. The T-Wolves Twitter dissed what rapper earlier this year, which led to the rapper putting a 30-year championship curse on the team.
Let's go with Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is incorrect. Dietrich?
I remember seeing this, but I didn't think it was ever going to be applicable to my life, so
that's the goal of all trivia questions.
That's right.
I'm gonna go with Drake.
Drake is also incorrect. The answer is Ja Rule.
Oh, it was Ja Rule.
Oh,
yeah, I did not know that. I thought it was something completely different. So.
Yeah.
But the Timberwolves probably don't have anything to worry about because if his curse works out anything like that whole Fire Festival thing, it's probably.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I remember that now because it was the same time as I was watching all the Fire Festival documentaries.
And Josh, I'm pretty sure you were thinking of Lil B, who put the curse on James Harden for.
There was somebody that's. Somebody that's like the base god, something like
yeah, it's Lil B, the base god.
It is Lil B. Oh, okay,
Lil B. Yeah,
I don't remember
for one.
Yeah,
number three.
2016 was the 25th anniversary of the Twins' 1991 World Series championship. and they celebrated by losing a lot of games. Within five, either way, how many games did the Twins lose in the 2016 season?
I will go with 105.
105 is good enough. The answer is 103.
Nice work, dude.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Number four.
The last three NHL seasons have seen the Wild throw away their chances in the first round of the playoffs. Name any of the three teams they lost to in these opening rounds.
I'll say the Kings.
Kings is incorrect. Dietrich?
All right. I'm going to say one that I know for sure is St. Louis Blues.
My St. Louis Blues, that's correct, for a five-point rebound. Well done.
Dietrich, St. Louis Blues, too.
Yeah.
Of course, Brent has the hat.
Well, look at my whole office there. I mean.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm wearing a Tarasenko jersey in my Facebook profile picture.
Oh, sweet.
You are.
That was a nice goal he scored last night.
Oh, yeah.
Number five. Y'all may have the Minnesota Lynx who win the WNBA Finals every other year, but let's not forget that they were garbage for over a decade first. What current coach of the New York Liberty was the only good player and consistent all-star the Lynx had during her time there?
I'm going to go with Smith.
Smith is correct. Katie Smith.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking Katie, too, but I didn't.
That is the end of the first period. Josh leads 35-25, and that takes us to the first intermission question. This question is about Olympic host cities. We want you, I'm going to give you four Olympic host cities, and you need to tell me the countries in which they would have been found at the time of the games. In 1928 and 1948, San Moritz. In 1956, Cortina d'Ampezzo. Number three, in 1964, Innsbruck. And number four, in 1984, Sarajevo. And while these guys think about that, here is the same promo you're used to hearing here. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. Dietrich and Josh are back with their answers for the first intermission. Let's go through them. Josh, let's start with you. Number one, San Moritz.
I said Portugal.
And Dietrich?
I had Italy.
No points awarded on that one. The correct answer is Switzerland. Number two.
That's the other one.
That is a country.
Yeah, I had 50-50 between those two, of course.
Naturally. Number two, Cortina d'Ampezzo. Dietrich?
Well, since I got it wrong last time, I'm going to go with Italy on this one.
I also put Italy.
Italy is correct. 5 points apiece. Number three, Innsbruck. Josh?
I put Germany.
And Dietrich?
I also had Germany.
No points on that one. The answer is Austria. And number four, Dietrich, Sarajevo.
I have Yugoslavia.
I also have Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia is correct. Both of you picked up 10 points on that one. Josh is leading at the end of the first intermission, 45-35. And this is the time of the show where I normally hand it off to Aaron. She's off this week. It's Ryan Clefcorn Myers.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm in the next room, so you can hear me. Your categories for the second period are as follows. The secret slime action is Survey Says and Making Whoopee. It would be Josh's turn to go first in this period. Josh, which of those categories would you like to select?
I guess I'll go Making Whoopee.
Making Whoopee. These are five questions about sports power couples, or at one point, newlyweds. Your first question, what man dated Barbra Streisand in the early 90s before marrying a former teen idol in 1997 and then marrying his current same sport playing wife in 2001, with whom he has been ever since.
I'm going to say Andre Agassi.
Andre Agassi is correct. That teen idol, of course, being Brooke Shields. Your second one. To what former Red Sox great has Mia Hamm been married since 2003?
I'm going to go with Nomar Garciaparra.
Nomar Garciaparra is correct for an additional 10.
Nomar.
It's his dad's name backwards. Question 3. In 2018, what WNBA player appeared with girlfriend Megan Rapinoe as the first ever same-sex couple to be featured on the cover of ESPN's The Body Issue?
I'm going to go ahead and challenge Dietrich on that one.
Dietrich, you have been challenged.
I should know this.
Yeah, I definitely saw it, but I can't place.
I can tell you Rapinoe wears number 15 on the national team. And,
I could have been asked the other way.
But she wasn't wearing it on the cover of that issue.
Nobody was.
Oh, that helps. Thank you. Thank you. Now I know the answer. I don't know enough names, so I'm just going to go with Maya Moore.
Maya Moore is incorrect. Josh will take his 10-point challenge. The correct answer is Sue Bird. Question 4. What famous athlete was engaged to Jimmy Connors before the engagement was broken off and had three different marriages? The first to tennis player John Lloyd, the second to skier Andy Mill, and the third to golfer Greg Norman.
Fleming.
Fleming is incorrect. Dietrich?
I'm going to go with Chrissy Evert.
Chris Evert is correct for a 5-point steal from 1979 to 87. From 79 to 87, she went by Chris Evert Lloyd professionally. And last question in the Making Whoopee round. What sporting woman is currently dating Aaron Rodgers and told USA Today that she, quote, finally found someone who pays for things?
I don't have another. I'll say Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick is correct for 10 points. You went 4 for 5. So Josh picks up 40. Dietrich picks up 5. Dietrich, it is your turn to select a category. Your categories, again, are The Secret Slime Action Is, and Survey Says.
One of them is about Kazakhstan's Olympic athletes, but let's figure out which one it is.
Said about that lopsided score if you challenged me on one other question.
Lucky.
I'm going to go with Survey Says.
Survey Says, these are 5 questions about famous sporting families who may or may not have feuded at some point. Question 1. From 1992 to 1994, what pair of brothers played together in the Pro Bowl the first time a set of siblings played the game together?
I'm just going to go with Armstrong.
Armstrong is incorrect. Josh, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say Sharp.
Sterling and Shannon Sharp are correct for 5 points. Question 2 for Dietrich. While Bobby and Brett get all the glory, what was the name of Bobby Hull's brother who played for 13 years with the Chicago Blackhawks in the 60s and 70s?
Getting all these 1970s sports questions today.
I think you still have one challenge left, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use that challenge because I know how much Josh loves hockey.
All right, Josh, you loving hockey have been challenged.
So it's funny because that whenever Dietrich and I are talking about, like, he's like, yeah, the Blues are doing, I'm always like, how's Brett Hull doing? I always say. So that's like my one go-to hockey thing that he's already in the question. But I'll say Bart.
Bart is incorrect. Dietrich picks up 10 points for a successful challenge. The correct answer is Dennis.
Oh, what a terrible name.
Apologies to all our listeners named Dennis.
Yeah, we just lost like 1/100th of our audience. You two guys come back sometime.
Question number 3 for Dietrich. Oracine Price is the mother of what famous sporting duo whose father, Richard, has coached and supported them since the mid-90s?
I'm going to go with the Williams sisters.
The Williams sisters is correct for 10 points.
Okay, I had some idea, I guess.
I was about to come through that door and slap you if you did not get the tennis question right. Question number four for Dietrich. Nasrullah and Bold Leader are the successful grandsire and sire of what famous athlete born in 1970?
1970. There it is again. I'm going to go with Secretariat.
Secretariat is correct for 10 points.
All right.
Well done.
Finally got my 50-50 question.
Who was your other one you were thinking about?
Mr. Ed.
All right. We are ending the second period with this question here. Number five in survey says, for Dietrich, Canadian identical twins Paul and Gary Gate are among the most legendary players in what sport, where Paul is the vice president of the Rochester Nighthawks and Gary is the coach of the women's team at Syracuse?
I don't know a whole lot of Canadians that play this, but going by the New York location that they're based now, I'm going to go with lacrosse.
Lacrosse is correct for 10 points. Well done.
Lacrosse is actually the official summer sport of Canada.
All right.
Yes, it is. Dietrich picked up 40. Josh picked up 5. You guys mirrored each other there again. So going into the second intermission, Josh has 90. Dietrich has 80. We're staying tight. For this question here, this is our open-ended intermission question. I want you to name the 7 women this decade, 2010 through now, that have won the title of AP Female Athlete of the Year. And while you think of some very successful women, here's a little something for your listeners at home, or driving, or at work, to check out.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Face-Off, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Face-Off group on Facebook.
All right, we are back with Dietrich and Josh, who have been attempting to name AP Female Athletes of the Year from 2010 to today. We started with Josh last time. So, Dietrich, what is your list? What ladies do you have?
I got Serena Williams, Abby Wambach, Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, Monet Davis, and then for their cover in 2013, Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe.
All right. And Josh?
I put Serena, Maya Moore, Michelle Wee, Brittany Griner, Sean Johnson, Chloe Kim, and Simone Biles.
All right. Well, your correct answers are winning in 2010 was Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, jeez.
Of course.
Winning in 2011 was Abby Wambach. Winning in 2012 was Gabby Douglas. Winning in 2013, 15, and 18, Serena Williams. 2014's winner, good work on this one, Dietrich, Monet Davis from the Little League World Series. 2016 was Simone Biles. And number 2017 is your swimming phenom, Katie Ledecky. So, Dietrich answered 5 correctly. Josh answered 2 correctly. Dietrich picks up 21 points. Josh picks up 10. So our score going into the third period is Josh with 100, Dietrich with 101.
That's crazy.
This is going to be fun.
I don't recall that we've ever had a tie going into the third period, although it's certainly possible. But yeah, to say this is close is quite an understatement.
It's so close that I cannot take it, and I'm going to have to throw it over to Brent for the third period.
I think that's a prudent course of action to take. Josh, yep. You have your selection of these categories. Things that will bruise the host's egos, airflow happenings, or things that will swell the host's egos.
Bruise the host's egos?
Things that will bruise the host's egos. These are 5 questions about the various failures of the favorite sports teams of the hosts and writers of this podcast.
That's what I figured.
Well, I'm glad Dietrich didn't get that.
So. Well, then Swell's going to come up, hopefully.
Number one, to what team did the New York Rangers lose the 2014 Stanley Cup Finals 4-1?
I have no idea. I guess I'll go with the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks is incorrect, thankfully. Dietrich?
Okay, I was thinking Blackhawks too, so this is probably something that Aaron's going to not like, so I'm going to go with the Penguins.
Penguins is also incorrect. They lost that year to the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, that was my next guess.
My guess earlier.
Number two. What recent Hall of Fame inductee scored the Patriots' first touchdown in Super Bowl 36 when he picked off Kurt Warner?
I'll go with Ty Law.
Well done. Ty Law is correct for 10 points.
Excellent guess.
Wasn't a guess. He knew it.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely yeah. knew that.
He's actually the Wichita chapter president of the Ty Law fan club.
Your dues are due.
Number three. The New York Giants have been trashed the last few seasons. They were so bad in 2017 that even though one team went 0-16, the 3-13 Giants has been the most disastrous season in the league. They were so bad that they let the Cardinals shut them out 23-0 in Week 16, even though the Cards were led by what super mediocre Spartans quarterback? That was one long-ass question, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. White. I don't
know. White is incorrect. Dietrich?
I'm going to go with...
Oh, I just thought of it.
Damn. Gerard.
Can I throw the answer out here?
Dietrich, what was your answer?
He gets Gerard. David Gerard. Yeah.
David Gerrard is incorrect. Josh, what did you just think of?
Was it Drew Stanton?
It was Drew Stanton.
Gosh. Wow, yeah.
Just needed a little longer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was on the wrong track there.
Yeah.
Yep. Number four. Yeah, okay, so the St. Louis Blues are finally... What does that mean? Okay, so the St. Louis Blues are having a decent season this year, but they're consistently one of the NHL's most disappointing teams. Can't argue that. In 1996, the Stanley Cup could have totally been theirs until that Game 7 against the Red Wings, when Gretzky heeled a pass to him on his way to a sure goal. What Red Wings scored off this turnover and won the game?
Well, based on the fact that I only know one Red Wings player ever, I'm going to go with Sergei Fedorov.
Sergei Fedorov is incorrect. Dietrich?
I'm going to go with Jager.
Jager is incorrect. The answer is Steve Yzerman.
Yzerman, yep, I've heard that name.
That was also the year that Nick Kiprios flopped on Grant Fuhr and shredded his ACL, which means we had the backup goalie in for that goal. And I wish I could get to the point where you guys are, who have no recollection of it. Number five.
We blocked it out because we didn't know that.
All the Xanax in the world hasn't taken care of that one. Number five. Fortunately for Ryan, the Broncos, Avs, Royals, Nuggets, and K-State Wildcats have always been good and don't qualify for this category. Sadly, though, Novak Djokovic couldn't complete the calendar Grand Slam in 2011 and 2015, despite winning the Aussie and U.S. Opens and Wimbledon both years. Each time at the French Open, he lost to someone from what country?
I'm going to go with Switzerland.
Switzerland is correct. Well done. 2011, he lost to Roger Federer, and 2015, he lost to Stan Wawrinka.
Yeah, I knew the Wawrinka. Yeah, that's the one that I couldn't remember where he's from.
Wawrinka in the finals, too, which was super tragic.
Yeah. So, Dietrich, you have to choose between airflow happenings and things that will swell the host's egos.
I'm going to go with things that will swell the host's egos.
All right, this is inspired by a submission from Sports Trivia Face-Off listener Vinny Spano, so thank you, Vinny, very much. These are five questions about sport figures named Brent, Aaron, or Ryan. Number one, who spent 11 years at tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles before retiring once he became Zach Ertz's backup?
I believe that was Selleck.
Brent Selleck is correct for 10 points. Well done. Number two, with what network does Aaron Andrews currently broadcast?
I believe right now she's on NBC.
NBC's incorrect. Josh?
I'll say Fox.
Fox is correct. For 5-point rebound. Well done. Number three, in 2016, who lied about vandalizing a framed poster and urinating outside of a restroom by claiming he was robbed?
That's the swimmer, Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is correct for 10 points. 30 Rock described him as a sex idiot, so pretty and so dumb.
That's not false at all.
Number four, Aaron Bell is a 31-year-old Australian who has found major success in the sport that is governed by the INF. What sport is that?
I'm going to go with swimming.
Swimming is incorrect. Josh?
I'll say IndyCar racing.
IndyCar racing is also incorrect. The answer is netball.
I was trying to think netball. Of a sport that started with N, and I could not.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but yeah. I know Spanish for swimming starts with N, oh, so yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's smart. I like that thought.
Gotcha. That is good logic. Wrong. Not good enough, but it was good. Logic. Number five, upon Dennis Potvin's retirement, what two-time Stanley Cup champion became the captain of the New York Islanders?
Don't miss this because you know that I know it.
lots of hockey questions. They're just all from before I was cognizant. At least I was alive in 96, but.
Oh, God. You only make me feel old.
Oh, yeah, Dietrich's younger than me, and yet we haven't insulted him for his age yet. Every time I bring up my age, I'm insulted by y'all.
Yes, but I'm here to make you feel better.
Yay! It works.
Vladislav. Sounds like a good hockey name.
Vladislav is incorrect. Josh?
This is obviously Bobby Orr Jr.
Bobby Orr Jr. is incorrect. The answer is Brent Sutter.
Oh, no, yeah, Sutter brothers. I forgot the first names. Damn it.
That didn't matter.
You said Brent, and I was like, oh, yeah, duh.
Going into the shootout, Josh has a 125-121 lead. Your oh 4-point separates you. So the shootout is definitely going to be big, and we are going to hear how the shootout works, and Ryan will take us out of that.
Oh, gosh.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
All right, gentlemen, we are back. Your shootout questions are as follows. Number one, the number of U.S. dollars it costs to produce a signature green jacket for the Masters. Number two, in dollars, U.S. dollars, the price at auction paid for a 1909 American Carmel shoeless Joe Jackson baseball card, believed to be his rookie card. Number three, the number of penalty minutes earned by Philadelphia Flyer Dave Schultz in the 1974-75 NHL season, a record. And while these gentlemen mull these over, here's something for you to listen to.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
Both our contestants have their answers in. The first question, the number of U.S. dollars it costs to produce a signature green jacket for the Masters. Josh, how expensive did you think that was?
This was really hard because I was thinking, like, you can probably manufacture it for pretty cheap, but there's probably something ridiculous about it that makes it expensive. So I said
$1,500. $1,500. And Dietrich?
I said $272,000.
$272,000. The correct answer is $250.
Oh, dang.
That was nothing. My original guess was like right on that. So
Dietrich was off by $271,750, and Josh was off by $1,250. So Josh takes the first goal in the shootout. Number two, the price in U.S. dollars paid at a 2016 auction for a 1909 American Carmel Shoeless Joe Jackson baseball card, believed to be his rookie card. Dietrich, what did you have?
I had $3.14
million. He's a pie man.
Why did E for the first question, the E for the second?
And Josh?
I said $850,000.
$850,000. The correct answer is $667,149. So, Dietrich was off by $2,472,851, and Josh was off by $182,851. And lastly, the number of penalty minutes earned by the Philadelphia Flyer player Dave Schultz in the 74-75 NHL season, which is a record. How many penalty minutes did you have, Josh?
Okay, I had no bearing for this at all. I said 125.
125. And Dietrich?
I had 314.
you went with high. The correct answer is 472. So Dietrich wins that one with a difference of 158. Josh had a difference of 347. With Josh taking two out of the three in the shootout, that means he gains 20 points, which means our final score is a very close 145 to Josh, 121 to Dietrich. Well done,
Justice!
Guys, that was an excellent match. That was a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for letting me bring these two guys here to do this, Brent.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for filling in for Aaron on not exactly last minute notice, but on short notice. So I appreciate that.
And I would just like to once again just apologize to Dennis, whoever you are. I didn't mean it. Please continue listening.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, gentlemen. Dietrich, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Good. Congratulations to Josh for winning the first Wichita Derby, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
There was, I mean, Josh and I were in the Wichita Derby, but this is the Wichita Derby now. So.
Exactly. And Josh.
Yeah, great match to Dietrich, and thanks to him and Ryan for inviting me and telling me about the podcast, because I've been listening now for a few weeks and stuff, and it's really great. And thanks for having us on, Brent. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming on and spending a little time on a Sunday morning before Wichita State plays in the NCAA tournament.
Nope.
NIT.
NIT.
We're losers.
Yeah.
We broke our 7-year streak of making it to the to March Madness.
Oh,
but
really?
We're gonna win March Madness Junior.
Why did I? I guess I just assumed.
Because we're always there.
Yeah, we've been there a lot.
The Missouri Valley.
Sorry about that guy flopping in the Gretzky goal thing. So,
yeah, thank you. Touche.
Josh is just going to send you a picture of Grant Furr's ACL getting torn whenever he's upset now. You're going to get a buzz on your phone at like 2:34 a.m. and it's just going to be an explicit detail.
No, that would probably come be a gif of Gritty.
Yeah.
That's what I said, though. His eye roll thing is so creepy.
I thought maybe the text would come at 3:14 a.m.
That would help.
That's me.
Alrighty, for Dietrich, for Josh, for Ryan, this is Brent. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
Paper before we started. My bad.
Well, we're just using our phones. So.
Oh, that's better.
All right, we're using our No pad.
We're using Google right now.
We're just Googling.
I didn't hear you guys say you couldn't do that before the game.
Team Google is leading Team Bing 35-25.
Microsoft Edge.
Yeah, I'm offended that I'm the Bing camp here.